more than just wanting one in his life. And when you are willing to give 100%, and she is willing to give 100%, then you'll each be giving appropriately. And most ones are not by any means prepared to do that. So it always is unbalanced. Be patient, because maybe you don't really want a woman in your life. There are many who would like to get rid of the woman. As to purpose, study, become knowledgeable, and as you gain knowledge, your purpose will be opened unto you. If you don't recognize your own talents and you don't know what's available, there is no way to find your purpose. We're giving you the pathway to find your purpose. But you've got to look. It's not for me to say what your purpose is. I can hardly keep on mine.
What about calling Representative Lewis Stokes on the JFK Assassination Committee?
Hot dog. You can call and you can finally get through to the secretary, only to find that they disbanded it. We no longer, I mean, we're going to open all these files that the CIA is now tampered with. So, for all you precious ones who wrote and called, now you know. When in doubt, just dissolve the committee. And by the way, they're not opening the CIA files because of pressure from you. They have had all these years to fix the files. And they could have fixed them very nicely, but they thought they had it all well covered. The reason they're dawdling along now is because they're working day and night. It isn't the CIA going to open the files. Do you really think that sniveling little Gates is on your side? Do you really think that you are big enough to bring pressure against them to convict themselves? Come off it. They are going to open those files because the KGB is selling the information. They went to Japan the day that Bush was killed in front of you and the cameras, and guess what they're going to do about that? They're not going to allow the Japanese press to any more state dinners. I mean, after all, made the Japanese look bad. Is the KGB bringing forth information that they've tampered with? You see, Oswald was a member of the KGB. And one reason they don't like us is because I won't go into it. Yeah, I will.
Yeah, give us some good stuff.
The driver of the limousine shot Bush.
That's right.
E. Howard Hunt of Watergate fame shot Bush. He's the one that really killed him.
Kennedy, not Bush.
I'm sorry. Bush was responsible.
That's right.
And Mr. Nixon.
That's right.
And they broke into Watergate because there were pictures that proved that Nixon and Bush, that Bush was with the CIA, and he said he wasn't, but he was, and he was a major part of the plan, right along with Lyndon Johnson and Connally. And this is why Connally was really scared when they shot him because he said, oh my God, they're going to kill us all. That wasn't part of the plan.
That was a slip up.
Oswald didn't hit anybody. And never would Oswald, who was a KGB person and a CIA person, ever be such a lousy shot. Nor would he ever have considered using such an imbecilic gun. Now they're trying to, you notice, now we're going to hear more about Ruby, because Ruby was with the Mafia. Well, of course the Mafia was involved. But they wanted now to shift over from the politicians in the CIA to the Mafia. So guess what all those CIA files are going to show? You can count on it. There was another man from Texas by the name of White who also hit the president with his bullet. But they had marksmen stationed at every place in case one missed. And they all had the same kind of weapon so that it would prove out to be one source. And they planted the bullet, you see, on the cart, but the idiots planted it on the wrong cart. And it had no damage to it. It bounced around through about 18 bones and, you know, and it just, nothing. Well, I knew these politicians were spineless, but I didn't realize they wouldn't distort a bullet. They have learned the magic of invisibility. Well, they're going to get caught. They're going to get caught up in it.
Good.
Partly because they'd like to get Bush. And Bush really doesn't give you know what, because he already has enough power to get his place in the United Nations. Now, Israel really prefers that not happen because Israel is not in such good standing. But remember, always remember, they're all on the same side working for the same goal, and they will do whatever is necessary to deceive you. All the while that they build their facade. I told you within the first two journals that we wrote that you have been allies with the Soviet Union forever. Forever. And now it comes out. The only really new U.S. operation is in Moscow, and it's called Kissinger and Associates, now with a president called Gorbachev. Let's go on.
Oh, here's a good one. In the Constitution, what was meant in referring to the whites?
Well, actually, it meant exactly what they were saying. And when it is repeated by ones such as Richard or ones writing on the constitutional law, it literally meant white in color. And that was rectified basically as other colors and people were given recognition. Unfortunately, that is a bad flaw. Now, they will come back and tell you, well, that meant the upstanding, goodly American to try to get around the minority irritation. But it basically meant English. And that got carried through. There were many objections to it at the moment. But you see, a black man was only considered like a quarter You couldn't count him as a whole on your census. He was only like a quarter or a half. And the Indians, of course, didn't count at all. You just shot them.
All belonged to them, period.
Well, they thought so. So you have a lot of problems, but most of them were corrected sufficiently as you went along. Ooh, just a minute. You see, there's something else. It isn't that simple. You see, with the placing or planting or inhabiting your planet, there were basically three races. One of them was white. And you're going to find divisions as you get into history, which I'm not going to get into today. There is a little bit of it in Emmanuel. I am not going to get into that today because you are now a conglomerate of all these things, all these beings, all this. And it is not as clearly cut as it was in your beginning. You only have to look at Genesis and, well, all you have to do is read your Bible to get the contradictions. You know, from Adam and Eve came Cain and Abel. And then Abel slept with his wife. Does that mean he slept with his mother? She was the only woman around. Well, then how is it that you got to Noah? And he somehow had a wife. Was that also Eve? She was old by now. Well, no, there must have been, well, we don't know. God must have created some more along the way. So it worked out okay. But out of Noah came Ham and Shem. So Shem kept his races going with the white. Ham married a black woman. And they didn't like it even then. Well, he married outside his race. He took this woman. Now, both get blamed for a lot of stuff and credit for a lot of stuff that didn't happen and didn't exist. But it does come down into the breakdown of the tribes as evolution happened and generations passed. And I'm not going to take that up today because I am going to make a tape dealing with the subject of Shem and who is Semite and what is it. And it's going to have to include these different colored races. So you have the white races. In my particular place, coming from Pleiades, it's white. I'm talking pale face. I'm talking so white that you'll blink. I didn't say albino. And the ones around don't lay out on the beach to get tan, so they look like another race while they're putting down that other race, you see. So you have a lot of history to learn, and won't it be nice when we can get to that fun and get off of Kissinger?
Would you like to talk about healing boxes, frequencies, and microscopes?
Yes. Quit struggling with it. Quit struggling with it. It's perfected. It is not available to you. You're not going to be allowed to heal AIDS. But let me tell you the good side. If you're good little people and you mind your own business, they're not going to make you, the people, die off. they will try to get rid of the ones that are the problem to them. And these are the deviates from society. I didn't say good or bad. I said deviate from the normal. They don't like the homosexual. They may be, but you see, they also know that most physically practicing homosexuals are not homosexual. They are not comfortable with their own or opposite. Feminism has done a lot of this. Robotoidism has done a lot of this. Programming has done more of it. And ones will give me this old bit. I have some who just write me really interesting letters. Well, Socrates, in his time, they had lovers and blah-bitty, blah-bitty, blah. And guess what happened to Greece? The most magnificent civilization of all time on your planet fell into this same kind of decay. I forgot what the question was.
I think you solved it. Let's try regarding ozone from somebody in Canada. He says, does it exist and what is it? Also, what function does it serve? Is it a natural phenomenon or man-made? Is there a danger from ultraviolet rays under normal sensible exposure to the sun?
Let's see if I can take them in order. Ozone is a unit of oxygen. It's O1. It does exist in nature. It also can be man-produced. It is totally illogical what you talk about. You have high pollution warnings because of ozone. Why would that ozone not go into the vacant holes in the ozone layer? Since light, you're going to have to know this. I'm not even going to talk lighter than. I'm going to talk like attracts like. And it would be drawn if in fact you have this great ozone layer. Ozone is a byproduct of electricity. I mean, that's the way you would split it away. You will smell it. It has a very distinct odor, and you will smell it around heavy electrical equipment. You will smell it very often in electrical storm where you have lightning. You have no such thing as is being told to you about a depletion in the ozone layer. You have a radioactive belt around your planet, and it will have ozone. And the more radioactivity and electrical action you get going around your planet, the more ozone will be produced, not the opposite. That means that you have rendered holes in the shield around, and the ozone is being drained off. Now, what does that do to the ultraviolet? Very little. If you stay out in the sunlight too long, you are going to be prone to the damages of the ultraviolet rays, yes. But that is not what is happening. You have more and more intense areas of radioactive fallout. And that will get worse. And by 1993, you're going to get it all over this planet because you put so much out there. What can be done about it? We can clean it up in 15 minutes, and so can the Soviets. And they're thinking about it. You see, if that outer shell is ignited, it'll take about 3 days for it to do its chain reaction, bright like you can't believe. But then it will have formed its own... I have to speak in your terms. I can't speak to you engineers. It will form an energy shield, an energy capsule. That's called plasma. And they can drain that off. They can just drain it off. And now you are wide open to any elements. The sun, there will be nothing to block the sun rays. But several things happen. You see, it is through all of that activity that the sun has warmth, actually. So you could very well go into a nuclear winter with the sun shining right on you. So there's some very serious things. You cannot consider just one tiny segment. Ozone will become one of your best buddies. It is one of the most purifying agents available to you. You can treat your water with it and purify your water. You can clean up your septic, your sewer waste water with ozone and reclaim it. The ozone hole is a political toy to use on you. What else?
Did Edward VIII, the Duke of Windsor, really abdicate his throne for the love of a woman? Or did he know that by being the King of England that he would be head of the Committee of 300 and be responsible for much evil in the world and decided he did not want any part of it?
No, he was a weak man. Somewhere in between lies the truth of it. He really loved the woman, and it was not acceptable. And he was too weak to even get involved in the struggle to change the system. It's just that simple. And he was going to have his nice stipend. He could live happily ever after somewhere else, with a lot less misery.
Next?
Yes. I don't want to waste much time on him.
I have read about a device in Canada that was produced by Arthur Matthews from a formula given by Nikola Tesla. It is called Univision and allows us to view our loved ones on the other side. Is this true? If so, will it ever be released so that we can use it?
No. Nikola Tesla already had the visual insight. You see, you are looking for a physical object to look into the invisible. You don't need it. If you want to look into the invisible, you're going to have to do it without a physical object.
Next?
Yes.
We're down to Susie.
Oh. Do you have all her questions there?
Yes.
All right. That's too bad. Who's Susie? Susie asked some good ones.
Number one.
They challenge us.
Why can, quote, enlightened humans ascend directly from third dimension into fifth, bypassing the lessons experiencing of the fourth dimension? Does such an ascension mean that those who make it are now or become ascended masters and need not incarnate for additional physical experiencing?
No.
Are ascension and migration synonymous? If not, please explain the difference.
No. Ascension and migration are not the same. Migration may well be a physical change. ascension, as she is expressing it, means a, well, I have to go back into Susie's mind. A lot of ones think they're going to physically ascend. Migration means exactly that. You may or may not go in physical form, but many will go in physical form for the next segment of experience. Ascension literally means coming into a higher vibration and going off. And ones who are practicing to ascend are going to be shocked out of your mind when you find that that body doesn't go. That's the way it is. It may or may not reassemble somewhere. Anyone who would have walked up and, quote, touched the master would have found him to be in such a high frequency that he literally would have been a holograph. You don't need bodies back and forth. If you're going to change from one dimension to another, you, when you're in that other dimension, if it's a much higher dimension, and some of you are going to go there. She talks about the fourth. No, you will not bypass a dimension. But you may have already experienced that in your lessons for your service now. So if you go from here to the fifth dimension, it is because you've already learned on that fourth one at some time. But you don't hop around, and you don't automatically become a master, and you don't get to those higher levels without mastership over some of these things, depending on what level. And ones who give you all these cut and dried and nonsensical things must be looked at very, very carefully. And again, I ask, who told you that? Always ask, who told you that? Where did you get that?
Next.
Yes.
If everything co-created for our physical experience is an illusion, is our love for other humans also an illusion? Paren, God's love for us is a reality. It is human loving at question. Is this love, if not an illusion, the bond that enables the reunion with loved ones who have previously made the death transition, as well as those who will not survive effects of Earth's cleansing or a nuclear war?
God is love, and love is your connection with God. And it is an emotion that is expressed in varying and sundry ways, mostly incorrectly, because love is only an emotion. And the physical expression is a physical action. So I'm not sure what her question is. Love is not an illusion. Love is the reality. The experience is the illusion.
Okay. Number four, into what dimension is Earth ascending?
Earth isn't ascending anywhere. Earth is not ascending anywhere. Earth is. And there are the places prepared, or the creation molded and ready. Earth isn't going anywhere. You're still talking illusions. And you cannot answer in specific something that just simply is elusive. Earth isn't going anywhere. You are going to tend her, or she's going to be sick. But she has changed her expression, and she has progressed, not ascended. Please.
Commander?
Yes.
Question on that particular thing. If Earth is second density, third dimension, would you please tell me what first density, second dimension is, and what third density, fourth dimension is?
Yes, I will do that, Ed. It's an illusion. Thank you.
Figure that out.
So is birth an illusion as well?
Yes. But you've manifest on it. It is a thought projection of God manifest. And you're part of it. So you're stuck in it. So it seems to be a reality. What you're trying to do is come out of the illusion into the reality of truth.
So when we do that, will Earth disappear along with us? No.
If you grow far enough. If you grow far enough. I can promise you this. Once you're out of the experience, you won't care one way or another. It won't matter.
It's true.
The glory out there is so much greater.
Number five. Why is the collective free will of the masses who do not want nuclear war or accidents and radioactivity damage not strong enough to prevent the free will actions of those few who, without conscience, would start a nuclear war?
This one's the hard one. Because you really want it. There are not that many who do not want it. It means, you see, if you don't want it badly enough, it means that you have to come back within the laws of God. And man does not want that responsibility. And so you're stuck in the majority wanting to play out this experience in a negative manner. At least I consider it negative because it's painful.
Number six. If everything happened on Earth at any moment now, is an illusion, then the basis for our experiencing in this and every other incarnation is a series of illusions and each one's perceptions of the illusions. If soul growth or spirit growth is based on this series of lifetimes in illusion perception, at what stage is the reality of God creation shown to us?
Ooh, good question.
At knowing. One word. Knowing. When you come into knowing, it is all total balance, harmony, in the oneness.
Number seven.
Let me go read the last two or three books of the Pleiades series that is expressed extremely well in the reality of the thought projection, because everything that is being presented here, from black boxes to Waikiki beaches, mm-hmm. is an illusion. I'm sorry, it is an illusion. And if you close your mind, basically you are there. You've just left your body somewhere. You are wherever your thoughts are. You are there. I cannot give you a formula to allow the comprehension of that. That is something that happens when you know. And the only way you can know is to get the information enough to recognize it when it's there. You cannot comprehend it by magic. You cannot even understand it by reading the formula to do it. You could read How to Make an Illusion, and David Copperfield can do it, and you can't.
Does David Copperfield stay on the planet?
Well, I don't know where David Copperfield goes. Patricia and I wouldn't tell if I did.
He might not stay here now, but he can move around like he has.
Oh, he'll stay.
Pardon?
He'll stay.
Oh, okay.
He's not through. He's not even taken Dorma for a ride yet. Here's
I'd like to have a ride.
Says, well, maybe if I get thin, he can lift me.
Yeah.
See, always wanting someone else to do your work for you.
He took that other lady for a ride.
Yeah, he sure did. Yeah. I thought that was really impressive when he took off in front of the theater, too.
Yeah, after the bird.
Well, you bird people. Just wait.
When's our turn?
As soon as you get your wet wing feathers grown out.
All right.
Here's a dandy. Sharula and Shield, self-acclaimed Melchizedekians from Telos, are arousing considerable interest among some we know in pursuing spiritual growth according to this philosophy. Telos was represented by Sharula and Shield as a now existing city of 1.5 million, whose spacecraft can be seen in third dimension, usually blanketed by clouds in the shape of the craft, before reaching the height when they become etheric. We understand stood you to say Telos did exist, but does so now only as energy forms, not the physical as claimed by Sharula and Shield. Are these entities being guided by Satan? Are those who are becoming active in this movement being influenced by Satan?
Well, if they're not influenced by God, I leave that to your own discernment. I tell you again, be very careful when you come into any order. Order of the cross, order of this, order of the shield, order of Melchizedek. It is BS. And if you have ones telling you these kinds of stories, they are fairy tales. You only need God. You only need God. These are fairy tales. It's up to you whether or not you want to dwell in them. But you question it or you would not ask the question. Now, you may be trying to test me, and that's fine, because I stand exactly where I have always been, with God. And you don't need Melchizedek, and you don't need these crosses, and you don't need these orders, and you don't need Sharula and Shields. The word stands alone. And so you may ask, well, they are bringing the word too, are they? How does it measure up with that gut feeling of yours? You were birthed knowing the laws. You may hide from them. What do they tell you? What do they tell you? And does it match the laws? And you have your answer. I don't have to answer it.
Number 8, please be explicit about what happened to Bush in Japan.
He died. Is that explicit enough? They killed him.
He's silent.
Next question is, who zapped him?
I don't do well with pronunciation of Japanese names. There were members, oh my goodness, of the CIA in that room.
Excuse me, when someone dies,
when there's death like that, what happens to the body? Do the family know?
Well, you have a situation where you already were dealing with Robitoids and replacements. And it only took a little manipulation to get his vital organs or his vitality functioning enough to get him out of the room. He was grossly confused. And he would go out of the public eye rapidly. And then it was a while he was resting, they just flew in a replacement. You see, he recovered from the flu that the rest of you took 3 weeks to recover from in about 3 hours. He wasn't looking his same old self. But if you notice him almost every time he comes on the air, you cannot tell the difference now. It isn't that they are changing him out that fast. It is that they are using different ones in different places, and it's a confusion factor, so that you can get used to seeing him looking in different ways. They don't want another repetition of what happened in Japan. The point was to publicly take him out.
Why did they leave him out?
Everybody didn't want him out.
Mosiah Coker's reaction, actual or practiced amazement?
Oh, I'm sure he was amazed. He was so amazed that he had to resign his job and get a person from the foreign car industry to take his place. Oh, he was surprised. You're surprised when somebody drops dead beside you. I'm sorry, I can't be serious about these questions. Not these questions.
Does Barbara's composure, mostly, mean that a Robitoid cannot be programmed with realistic reactions simulating emotion? Will those behind that takeout attempt try again?
Well, do you have a situation? Oh, yeah. They'll try again. They'll get better at it. But this just went bad. This went wrong. And it was never to have been seen. And the ones at the head table wouldn't have known this. This was a clandestine operation. And I'm speaking of it with a little bit of irritation because I've written of it in detail on at least two occasions, and I don't like to take the time nor the energy to give to this. How would you respond if you were up there and you were the wife of a head of state and he's down and you, all of this would rush around and you have total shock? What would you do? So as, see, you, what happened was you only saw segments at the beginning and the end. You didn't see what went on in the 10 minutes that were cut from all those tapes. And what could she do? He was surrounded. All she could do was just stand there and then express relief or whatever. Yes, Robitoids can express emotions. They are downloaded from the emotional base of the original with the information and with the emotion, and then programmed on top of that. So you misunderstand very often the mechanism. And I could talk from here until midnight and it still wouldn't make any difference to the overall program that we should be working on. I try to explain things to the extent that you can understand them enough to accept them, I do not intend to put a robotoid together for you. And many have asked me that. Well, give me the DNA and I will, you know. It is, the question is ridiculous. I don't mean Susie's, I mean that question. If you don't know enough about how it might work, there is no way that you can understand how it does work. A genetics engineer would know. And I wouldn't have to say more than a DNA replica, because they're doing it all the time.
Excuse me, Commander, we need another tape.
How many more questions? More than just wanting one in his life. And when you are willing to give 100%, and she is willing to give 100%, then you'll each be giving appropriately. And most ones are not by any means prepared to do that. So it always is unbalanced. Be patient, because maybe you don't really want a woman in your life. There are many who would like to get rid of the woman. As to purpose, study, become knowledgeable, and as you gain knowledge, your purpose will be opened unto you. If you don't recognize your own talents and you don't know what's available, there is no way to find your purpose. We're giving you the pathway to find your purpose. But you've got to look. It's not for me to say what your purpose is. I can hardly keep on mine.
What about calling Representative Lewis Stokes on the JFK Assassination Committee?
Hot dog. You can call and you can finally get through to the secretary, only to find that they disbanded it. We're going to open all these files that the CIA is now tampered with. So, for all you precious ones who wrote and called, now you know. When in doubt, just dissolve the committee. And by the way, they're not opening the CIA files because of pressure from you. They have had all these years to fix the files. And they could have fixed them very nicely, but they thought they had it all well covered. The reason they're dawdling along now is because they're working day and night. It isn't the CIA going to open the files. Do you really think that sniveling little Gates is on your side? Do you really think that you are big enough to bring pressure against them to convict themselves? Come off it. They are going to open those files because the KGB is selling the information. They went to Japan the day that Bush was killed in front of you and the cameras, and guess what they're going to do about that? They're not going to allow the Japanese press to any more state dinners. I mean, after all, made the Japanese look bad. Is the KGB bringing forth information that they've tampered with? You see, Oswald was a member of the KGB. And one reason they don't like us is because I won't go into it. Yeah, I will.
Yeah. Yeah, give us some good stuff.
The driver of the limousine shot Bush.
That's right.
E. Howard Hunt of Watergate fame shot Bush. He's the one that really killed him.
Kennedy.
I'm sorry. Bush was responsible.
That's right.
And Mr. Nixon.
That's right. Nixon signed.
And they broke into Watergate because there were pictures that proved that Nixon and Bush, that Bush was with the CIA, and he said he wasn't, but he was, and he was a major part of the plan, right along with Lyndon Johnson and Connally. And this is why Connally was really scared when they shot him, because he said, oh my God, they're going to kill us all. That wasn't part of the plan.
That was a slip up.
Oswald didn't hit anybody. And never would Oswald, who was a KGB person and a CIA person, ever be such a lousy shot. Nor would he ever have considered using such an imbecilic gun. Now they're trying to, you notice, now we're going to hear more about Ruby, because Ruby was with the mafia. Well, of course the mafia was involved. But they wanted now to shift over from the politicians in the CIA to the mafia. So guess what all those CIA files are going to show? You can count on it. There was another man from Texas by the name of White, who also hit the president with his bullet. But they had marksmen stationed at every place in case one missed. And they all had the same kind of weapon so that it would prove out to be one source. And they planted the bullet, you see, on the cart, but the idiots planted it on the wrong cart. And it had no damage to it. It bounced around through about 18 bones and, you know, and it just, nothing. Well, I knew these politicians were spineless, but I didn't realize they wouldn't distort a bullet. They have learned the magic of invisibility. Well, they're going to get caught. They're going to get caught up in it.
Good.
Partly because they'd like to get Bush. And Bush really doesn't give you know what, because he already has enough power to get his place in the United Nations. Now, Israel really prefers that not happen, because Israel is not in such good standing. But remember, always remember, they're all on the same side working for the same goal. And they will do whatever is necessary to deceive you. All the while that they build their facade. I told you within the first two journals that we wrote that you have been allies with the Soviet Union forever. Forever. And now it comes out. The only really new U.S. operation is in Moscow, and it's called Kissinger and Associates, now with a president called Gorbachev. Let's go on.
Oh, here's a good one. In the Constitution, what was meant in referring to the whites?
Well, actually, it meant exactly what they were saying. And when it is repeated by one such as Richard, or one's writing on the constitutional law, it literally meant white, in color. And that was rectified basically as other colors and people were given recognition. Unfortunately, that is a bad flaw. Now, they will come back and tell you, well, that meant the upstanding, goodly American to try to get around the minority irritation. But it basically meant English. And that got carried through. There were many objections to it at the moment. But you see, a black man was only considered like a quarter. You couldn't count him as a whole on your census. He was only like a quarter or a half. And the Indians, of course, didn't count at all. You just shot them.
All belong to them, period.
Well, they thought so. So you have a lot of problems. But most of them were corrected sufficiently as you went along. Ooh, just a minute. You see, there's something else. It isn't that simple. You see, with the placing or planting or inhabiting your planet, there were basically three races. One of them was white. And you're going to find divisions as you get into history, which I'm not going to get into today. There is a little bit of it in Emmanuel. I am not going to get into that today because you are now a conglomerate of all these things, all these beings, all this. And it is not as clearly cut as it was in your beginning. You only have to look at Genesis and, well, all you have to do is read your Bible to get the contradictions. You know, from Adam and Eve came Cain and Abel. And then Abel slept with his wife. Does that mean he slept with his mother? She was the only woman around. Well, then how is it that you got to Noah and he somehow had a wife? Was that also Eve? She was old by now. Well, no, there must have been, well, we don't know. God must have created some more along the way. So it worked out okay. But out of Noah came Ham and Shem. So Shem kept his races going with the white. Ham married a black woman. And they didn't like it even then. Well, he married outside his race. He took this woman. Now, both get blamed for a lot of stuff and credit for a lot of stuff that didn't happen and didn't exist. But it does come down into the breakdown of the tribes as evolution happened and generations passed. And I'm not going to take that up today because I am going to make a tape dealing with the subject of Shem and who is Semite and what is it. And it's going to have to include these different colored races. So you have the white races. In my particular place, coming from Pleiades, it's white. I'm talking pale face. I'm talking so white that you'll blink. I didn't say albino. And the ones around don't lay out on the beach to get tan, so they look like another race. While they're putting down that other race, you see. So you have a lot of history to learn, and won't it be nice when we can get to that fun and get off of Kissinger?
would you like to talk about healing boxes, frequencies, and microscopes?
Yes. Quit struggling with it. Quit struggling with it. It's perfected. It is not available to you. You're not going to be allowed to heal AIDS. But let me tell you the good side. If you're good little people and you mind your own business, they're not going to make you, the people, die off. They will try to get rid of the ones that are the problem to them. And these are the deviates from society. I didn't say good or bad. I said deviate from the normal. They don't like the homosexual. They may be, but you see, they also know that most physically practicing homosexuals are not homosexual. They are not comfortable with their own or opposite. Feminism has done a lot of this. Robotoidism has done a lot of this. Programming has done more of it. And ones will give me this old bit. I have some who just write me really interesting letters. Well, Socrates, in his time, they had lovers and blah-bitty, blah-bitty, blah. And guess what happened to Greece? The most magnificent civilization of all time on your planet fell into this same kind of decay. I forgot what the question was.
I think you solved it. Let's try regarding ozone from somebody in Canada. He says, does it exist and what is it? Also, what function does it serve? Is it a natural phenomenon or man-made? Is there a danger from ultraviolet rays under normal sensible exposure to the sun?
Let's see if I can take them in order. Ozone is a unit of oxygen. It's O1. It does exist in nature. It also can be man-produced. It is totally illogical what you talk about. You have high pollution warnings because of ozone. Why would that ozone not go into the vacant holes in the ozone layer? Since light, you're going to have to know this. I'm not even going to talk lighter than. I'm going to talk like attracts like. And it would be drawn if in fact you have this great ozone layer. Ozone is a byproduct of electricity. I mean, that's the way you would split it away. You will smell it. It has a very distinct odor, and you will smell it around heavy electrical equipment. You will smell it very often in electrical storm where you have lightning. You have no such thing as is being told to you about a depletion in the ozone layer. You have a radioactive belt around your planet, and it will have ozone. And the more radioactivity and electrical action you get going around your planet, the more ozone will be produced, not the opposite. That means that you have rendered holes in the shield around, and the ozone is being drained off. Now, what does that do to the ultraviolet? Very little. If you stay out in the sunlight too long, you are going to be prone to the damages of the ultraviolet rays. Yes, but that is not what is happening. You have more and more intense areas of radioactive fallout. And that will get worse. And by 1993, you're going to get it all over this planet because you put so much out there. What can be done about it? We can clean it up in 15 minutes, and so can the Soviets. And they're thinking about it. You see, if that outer shell is ignited, it'll take about 3 days for it to do its chain reaction, bright like you can't believe. But then it will have formed its own... I have to speak in your terms. I can't speak to you engineers. It will form an energy shield. An energy capsule that's called plasma. And they can drain that off. They can just drain it off. And now you are wide open to any elements. The sun, there will be nothing to block the sun rays. But several things happen. You see, it is through all of that activity that the sun has warmth, actually. So you could very well go into a nuclear winter with the sun shining right on you. So there's some very serious things. You cannot consider just one tiny segment. Ozone will become one of your best buddies. It is one of the most purifying agents available to you. You can treat your water with it and purify your water. You can clean up your septic, your sewer waste water with ozone and reclaim it. The ozone hole is a political toy to use on you. What else?
Did Edward VIII, the Duke of Windsor, really abdicate his throne for the love of a woman? Or did he know that by being the King of England that he would be head of the Committee of 300 and be responsible for much evil in the world and decided he did not want any part of it?
No, he was a weak man. Somewhere in between lies the truth of it. He really loved the woman, and it was not acceptable. And he was too weak to even get involved in the struggle to change the system. It's just that simple. And he was going to have his nice stipend. He could live happily ever after somewhere else with a lot less misery.
Next?
Yes. I don't want to waste much time on him.
I have read about a device in Canada that was produced by Arthur Matthews from a formula given by Nikola Tesla. It is called Univision and allows us to view our loved ones on the other side. Is this true? If so, will it ever be released so that we can use it?
No. Nikola Tesla already had the visual insight. You see, you are looking for a physical object to look into the invisible. You don't need it. If you want to look into the invisible, you're going to have to do it without a physical object.
Next?
Yes.
We're down to Susie.
Oh, do you have all her questions there?
Yes.
All right, that's too bad. Who's Susie? Susie asked some good ones.
Number one.
They challenge us.
Why can, quote, enlightened humans ascend directly from third dimension into fifth, bypassing the lessons experiencing of the fourth dimension? does such an ascension mean that those who make it are now or become ascended masters and need not incarnate for additional physical experiencing?
No.
Are ascension and migration synonymous? If not, please explain the difference.
No. Ascension and migration are not the same. Migration may well be a physical change. Ascension, as she is expressing it, means I have to go back into Susie's mind. A lot of ones think they're going to physically ascend. Migration means exactly that. You may or may not go in physical form, but many will go in physical form for the next segment of experience. Ascension literally means coming into a higher vibration and going off. And ones who are practicing to ascend are going to be shocked out of your mind when you find that that body doesn't go. That's the way it is. It may or may not reassemble somewhere. Anyone who would have walked up and, quote, touched the master would have found him to be in such a high frequency that he literally would have been a holograph. You don't need bodies back and forth. If you're going to change from one dimension to another, when you're in that other dimension, if it's a much higher dimension, and some of you are going to go there. She talks about the fourth. No, you will not bypass a dimension. But you may have already experienced that in your lessons for your service now. So if you go from here to the fifth dimension, it is because you've already learned on that fourth one at some time. But you don't hop around and you don't automatically become a master and you don't get to those higher levels without mastership over some of these things, depending on what level. And ones who give you all these cut and dried and nonsensical things must be looked at very, very carefully. And again, I ask, who told you that? Always ask, who told you that? Where did you get that?
Next.
Yes.
If everything co-created for our physical experience is an illusion, is our love for other humans also an illusion? Paren, God's love for us is a reality. It is human loving at question. Is this love, if not an illusion, the bond that enables the reunion with loved ones who have previously made the death transition, as well as those who will not survive effects of Earth's cleansing or a nuclear war?
God is love, and love is your connection with God. And it is an emotion that is expressed in varying and sundry ways, mostly incorrectly, because love is only an emotion. And the physical expression is a physical action. So I'm not sure what her question is. Love is not an illusion. Love is the reality. The experience is the illusion.
Okay. Number four, into what dimension is Earth ascending?
Earth isn't ascending anywhere. Earth is not ascending anywhere. Earth is. And there are the places prepared for the creation, molded and ready. Earth isn't going anywhere. You're still talking illusions. And you cannot answer in specific something that just simply is elusive. Earth isn't going anywhere. You are going to tend her, or she's going to be sick. But she has changed her expression. And she has progressed, not ascended. Please.
Commander?
Yes.
Question on that particular thing. If Earth is second density, third dimension, would you please tell me what first density, second dimension is, and what third density, fourth dimension is?
Yes, I will do that, Ed. It's an illusion. Thank you.
So is Earth an illusion as well?
Yes. But you've manifest on it. It is a thought projection of God manifest. And you're part of it. So you're stuck in it. So it seems to be a reality. What you're trying to do is come out of the illusion into the reality of truth.
So when we do that, will Earth disappear along with us?
No. If you grow far enough. If you grow far enough. I can promise you this. Once you're out of the experience, you won't care one way or another. It won't matter.
It's true.
The glory out there is so much greater.
Number five. Why is the collective free will of the masses who do not want nuclear war or accidents and radioactivity damage not strong enough to prevent the free will actions of those few who, without conscience, would start a nuclear war?
This one's the hard one, because you really want it. There are not that many who do not want it. It means, you see, if you don't want it badly enough, it means that you have to come back within the laws of God. And man does not want that responsibility. And so you're stuck in the majority wanting to play out this experience in a negative manner. At least I consider it negative because it's painful.
Number six. If everything happened on Earth at any moment, now, happening on Earth, at any moment now is an illusion, then the basis for our experiencing in this and every other incarnation is a series of illusions and each one's perceptions of the illusions. If soul growth or spirit growth is based on this series of lifetimes in illusion perception, at what stage is the reality of God creation shown to us?
Ooh, good question.
At knowing. One word. Knowing. When you come into knowing, it is all total balance, harmony, in the oneness.
Number seven.
Let me go read the last two or three books of the Pleiades series. That is expressed extremely well in the reality of the thought projection, because everything that is being presented here, from black boxes to Waikiki beaches, mm-hmm. is an illusion. I'm sorry, it is an illusion. And if you close your mind, basically, you are there. You've just left your body somewhere. You are wherever your thoughts are. You are there. I cannot give you a formula to allow the comprehension of that. That is something that happens when you know. And the only way you can know is to get the information enough to recognize it when it's there. You cannot comprehend it by magic. You cannot even understand it by reading the formula to do it. You could read how to make an illusion, and David Copperfield can do it, and you can't.
Does David Copperfield stay on the planet?
Well, I don't know where David Copperfield goes. Patricia and I wouldn't tell if I did.
He might not stay here now, but he can move around like he has.
Oh, he'll stay.
Pardon?
He'll stay.
Oh, okay.
He's not through. He's not even taken Dorma for a ride yet. Here she is.
I'd like to have a ride.
She says, well, maybe if I get thin, he can lift me.
Yeah.
See, always wanting someone else to do your work for you.
He took the other lady for a ride.
Yeah, he sure did. I thought that was really impressive when he took off in front of the theater, too.
Yeah, after the bird.
Well, you bird people, just wait.
When's our turn?
As soon as you get your wet wing feathers grown out.
All right.
Here's a dandy. Sharula and Shield, self-acclaimed Melchizedekians from Telos, are arousing considerable interest among some we know in pursuing spiritual growth according to this philosophy. Telos was represented by Sharula and Shield as a now existing city of 1.5 million, whose spacecraft can be seen in third dimension, usually blanketed by clouds in the shape of the craft, before reaching the height when they become etheric. We understand you to say Telos did exist, but does so now only as energy forms, not the physical as claimed by Sharula and Shield. Are these entities being guided by Satan? Are those who are becoming active in this movement being influenced by Satan?
Well, if they're not influenced by God, I leave that to your own discernment. I tell you again, be very careful when you come into any order. Order of the cross, order of this, order of the shield, order of Melchizedek. It is BS. And if you have ones telling you these kinds of stories, they are fairy tales. You only need God. You only need God. These are fairy tales. It's up to you whether or not you want to dwell in them. But you question it or you would not ask the question. Now, you may be trying to test me, and that's fine, because I stand exactly where I have always been, with God. And you don't need Melchizedek, and you don't need these crosses, and you don't need these orders, and you don't need Sharula and Shields. The word stands alone. And so you may ask, well, they are bringing the word too, are they? How does it measure up with that gut feeling of yours? You were birthed knowing the laws. You may hide from them. What do they tell you? What do they tell you? And does it match the laws? And you have your answer. I don't have to answer it.
In Number eight, please be explicit about what happened to Bush in Japan.
He died. Is that explicit or not? They killed him.
He's silent.
Next question is, who zapped him?
I don't do well with pronunciation of Japanese names. There were members, oh my goodness, of the CIA in that room.
Excuse me, when someone dies, when they're zapped like that, what happens to the body? Do the family know?
Well, you have a situation where you already were dealing with robotoids and replacements. And it only took a little manipulation to get his vital organs or his vitality functioning enough to get him out of the room. He was grossly confused. And he would go out of the public eye rapidly. And then it was a while he was resting, they just flew in a replacement. You see, he recovered from the flu that the rest of you took 3 weeks to recover from in about 3 hours. He wasn't looking his same old self. But if you notice him almost every time he comes on the air, you cannot tell the difference now. It isn't that they are changing them out that fast. It is that they are using different ones in different places, and it's a confusion factor, so that you can get used to seeing him looking in different ways. They don't want another repetition of what happened in Japan. The point was to publicly take him out.
Why did they leave him out?
Everybody didn't want him out.
Mosiah Coker's reaction, actual or practiced amazement?
Oh, I'm sure he was amazed. He was so amazed that he had to resign his job and get a person from the foreign car industry to take his place. Oh, he was surprised. You're surprised when somebody drops dead beside you. I'm sorry, I can't be serious about these questions. Not these questions.
Does Barbara's composure, mostly, mean that a robotoid cannot be programmed with realistic reactions simulating emotion? Will those behind that takeout attempt try again?
Well, do you have a situation? Oh, yeah. They'll try again. They'll get better at it. But this just went bad. This went wrong. And it was never to have been seen. And the ones at the head table wouldn't have known this. This was a clandestine operation. And I'm speaking of it with a little bit of irritation because I've written of it in detail on at least two occasions, and I don't like to take the time nor the energy to give to this. How would you respond if you were up there and you were the wife of a head of state and he's down and you, all of this would rush around and you have total shock? What would you do? So as, see, you, what happened was you only saw segments at the beginning and the end. You didn't see what went on in the 10 minutes that were cut from all those tapes. And what could she do? He was surrounded. All she could do was just stand there and then express relief or whatever. Yes, robotoids can express emotions. They are downloaded from the emotional base of the original with the information and with the emotion, and then programmed on top of that. So you misunderstand very often the mechanism. And I could talk from here until midnight and it still wouldn't make any difference to the overall program that we should be working on. I try to explain things to the extent that you can understand them enough to accept them. I do not intend to put a robotoid together for you. And many have asked me that. Well, give me the DNA and I will, you know. It is, the question is ridiculous. I don't mean Susie's. I mean that question. If you don't know enough about how it might work, there is no way that you can understand how it does work. A genetics engineer would know. And I wouldn't have to say more than a DNA replica, because they're doing it all the time.
Excuse me, Commander, we need another tape.
How many more questions?